让我们先一同做一个祷告。爱我们的阿爸父，今天是我们分别为圣的日子，求你在我们中间，你悦纳我们每个人欢喜快乐摆在你面前的敬拜，也求你赐下话语让我们都听得明白，更是能够进入到我们的心中，让我们能够活出你所喜欢的样子。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。好，刚才姊妹为我们读的啊，我们所看的这一段经文是保罗自己讲述的他信耶稣的故事。
The scripture that the sister read for us is about a story that actually Paul believed and become a Christian from Acts.
That 从保罗他自己的描述来看，保罗他可以算是当时的社会精英。他出生在大城市，他从小受到良好的教育，而且他又拜在名师的门下。
And based on Paul's description, he can consider himself a social elite of his time. So he was born in a major city, received excellent education in his early years, and studied under distinguished teachers.
麻烦同工能不能把经文把它再打出来好吗？谢谢。第一页就好了。好。在这里说，保罗他为神大发热心，把那些他看来是异教邪端的那些基督徒，把他们全部送进了监狱。他能够为自己认真对待他的信仰，保罗非常的骄傲。
He was zealous for God, even sending Christians whom he considered to be followers of a heretical cult to prison. He took pride in his sincere devotion to his beliefs.
虽然保罗他做的是与耶稣敌对的事情，但至少我们可以证明保罗他是为他所追求的，他可以不顾一切。
Although he did things that were hostile to Jesus, at least he pursued his goals relentlessly.
在保罗遇见耶稣的那一天路上，他正准备要把一个基督徒送去受刑，这是一件他觉得非常荣耀的事情。
On the day he encountered Jesus on the road, he was on his way to have a Christian arrested, a deed he found honorable.
可也就是这一天翻转了他整个的人生，因为在那里他遇见了耶稣，那一位他一直在逼迫但又是他坚定热爱的神。
However, he turned his entire life around because he met Jesus, the very God he had been persecuting, but who turned out to be the God he deeply loved.
真的很讽刺，保罗他努力的来追求，他恪守真理，他愿意毕生都奉献给这位他所认识的神，他所崇高的那个人生的理想。
It is truly ironic. Paul pursued truth earnestly, willing to dedicate his whole life to the God he knew, his lofty life goal.
然而那一些他最憎恨的，他最不屑的基督徒，却才是真正上天所拣选的选民。
Yet those whom he detested and looked down upon, the Christians were the true chosen ones of God.
那是保罗他不够聪明吗？或者说是他不够金钱吗？当然都不是。
Was Paul not clever enough? Was he not pious enough?Certainly not.
保罗的问题是他找错了方向，把那种扭曲的正义当做了他人生的目标。
Paul's problem was that he had been look in the wrong direction, making distorted righteousness as his life's goal.
大家都应该游过泳吧，哈，我们昨天很多孩子都在游泳，哈，从当你游泳的时候，在水里面看水外面的这个世界是什么感觉？
Everyone should have gone swimming before, right? What does it feel like to look outside from within the water?
如果我们离那个水面很近的话，哈，你或许能够听得到一点水之外的那个声音，但是会很模糊，哦，就好像脑袋上套了一个铁桶一样。
When you are close to the water surface, perhaps you can hear some sounds from outside, but they are muffled, and if you have, as if you have a metal bucket on your head.
在水里面，我们眼睛能够看得到的，所有的都是扭曲的，好像水面之上和水面之下是完全两个世界。
Underwater, everything you see is distorted, as if above and below the water surface are two completely different worlds.
保罗他就像是生活在水面之下的那个世界里面，他把他所听到的、所看到的、所有来自于水面之上的那个神秘世界里的，他都理所当然的都认为那些都是真理。
Paul seems to live in a world below the water, and he takes everything he hears and sees from the mysterious world above the water as the absolute truth.
所以保罗他很努力地为他心中的那个真理来奋斗，即使付出代价，他也在所不惜。可实际上，他却是在伤害别人。
Paul works hard to fight for what he believes is the truth, even if it means hurting others.
所以弟兄姊妹朋友们，你有没有觉得你的世界就好像保罗的那样，总是模糊不定，而且变化无常？
Brothers and sisters and friends, have you ever felt that your world is like Paul's, always blurry and constantly changing?
校园、职场、家庭、人际关系，好，在我们四周各种各样的压力，就好像一堵一堵坚硬的那种高墙，根本没有办法推开，让人感到窒息。
The pressures of campus, workplace, family and relationships are like giant walls that cannot be pushed away, suffocating us.
自私、谎言、歧视、霸凌、陷害、杀戮，你周围的空气一点都不比那个一个月之前的那个山火所引起的污染好多少吧？
Selfishness, lies, discrimination, bullying, framing, killing.The air around you is no better than the pollution caused by wildfires.
我们总是以为我们是在为人生打拼，可实际上，我们只不过是在水面之下的那个世界里面在挣扎而已。
We think we are striving our lives, but in reality, we are just struggling within the world below the water surface.
你会发现你一旦出现麻烦了，我们就会陷入到那种水深之处，离那个水面之上的那个亮光会越来越远。
Once trouble arises, we sink deeper into the water, moving farther away from the bright light.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible says all have sinnedand fall short of the glory of God.
天父是在水面之上，那个光亮的那个地方，他在看着我们在里面挣扎，他心如刀绞。
Our Heavenly Father from above the water surface sees our struggles and his heart wrenched.
谁能来救我们呢？难道要靠和我们一样，好，在被困在水里面的人吗？
Who will save us? Must it be someone like us, trapped in the water as we are?
耶稣，哦，天父的独生爱子，他体会到父亲的那种哀痛，即使保罗是如此的憎恨他，但是他仍然伸出了他的双手。
Jesus, the beloved Son of the Heavenly Father, understand his father's grief. Even though Paul despised him, Jesus still reached out his hand to him.
保罗说，因为那个光太强烈，我的眼睛就瞎了。
Paul said, because the light was too bright, I became blind.
保罗他虽然没有办法承受水面之上的那个亮光，但是他却真真实实的听到了耶稣的声音，不再模糊了。
Although Paul couldn't bear the brilliant light from above the water surface, he heard Jesus' voice clearly, no longer blurred.
这个声音让保罗非常的震撼，彻底翻转了他整个世界。
This voice shook Paul and completely transformed his world.
这个声音不属于他原本的那个世界，这个声音清晰有力的回荡在他的心中，驱走了所有之前在水面之下充满在他里面的那种污秽的声音。
This voice did not belong to his original world. It resounded powerfully and clearly in his heart, dispelling all the impure voices from below the water surface.
那个声音又说，起来，受洗，求告他的名，洗净你的罪吧。
That voice said, Rise, be baptized, wash your sins away by calling on his name.
洗礼就是代表我们经历了从那个水面之下进入到水面之上的那个世界。
Baptize symbolizes our transition from the world beneath the water surface to the world above it.
洗净了一切曾经令人窒息的那些污秽，抚平了我们曾经撕心裂肺的悲伤，也卸下了曾经永无止境的压力。
Cleansing all suffocating impurity, soothing the heart-rending pains, rendering pains, and releasing the endless pressures.
水面之下，永远在黑暗当中，逐渐的就消亡了。
The world beneath the water is forever in darkness, gradually fading away.
但是在水面之上的那个世界将越来越清晰，好，犹如经历了重生一样。
But the world above the water surface becomes clearer and brighter as if experiencing rebirth.
因为圣经说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Because the Bible says, while you were dead in your transgressions, he made you alive again.
当保罗他被拉出水面，他才真正意识到他曾经濒临的死亡。
When Paul was pulled out of the water, he truly realized how close he was to death.
可此时保罗也看到了有更多的人和曾经的他一样仍然在水里面挣扎，他极其震惊，于是他再一次举手呼求。
Paul also saw more people just like his past self still struggling in the water, which greatly shook him, so he raised his hand again and called out for help.
圣经说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。所以耶稣曾说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The Bible says, life is in him, and that life is the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Therefore, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
所以弟兄姊妹朋友们， 你不希望摆脱你现在的黑暗，在他的里面找回生命的亮光吗？
Brothers, sisters, friends, don't you want to break free from the current darkness and find the light of the life in him?
今天我们有四位年轻人在我们中间，他们要和你来分享他们是如何找到这个亮光，使生命被翻转。
Today we have four young people who will share with you how they found this light and experienced a life transformation.
所以接下来就让我们一起来听一听他们的故事。
Let's listen to their stories together.
你是否接受耶稣作为你个人的救主？
我接受。
既然你已经接受耶稣做你个人的救主，我现在是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给你施洗。
现在活着你。
大家好，我是 Maggie， 我在 North York Christian School 上学，马上要上十年级了。我来到加拿大这个教和这个教会已经有一年了。我在这里交到了很多朋友，他们也很好，也很照顾我。我从小生活在基督教的环境里，所以刚来到加拿大一周，我妈妈就迫切地找到了列治文山这个教会，并坚持每周都来到这里。但是正因为这种环境，我小时候什么都不知道，只觉得信主是应该的。并且之前我非常在意别人对我的看法，虽然现在也会有这种情况，但比之前好了很多。在我小时候一直没有意识到神的作为，甚至小时候觉得神只是一种心灵的支柱。然而在我十岁左右的时候，我突然意识到上帝为我做了很多事情。但是在此之前的一天，我突然不想去教堂了，觉得有很多理由，比如作业太多写不完，然后太困想多睡一会儿。但是在我请了两次假之后，我突然觉得自己不应该这样子，于是我坚持去，后来就坚持去教堂。虽然每次去的之前都是很困很不情愿，但是每次回来都是很开心，心情也放松了不少，感觉非常的美好，于是我更加坚定了去教堂的想法。也许是因为我的坚持，我不想去教堂的念头也很少出现了。关于神对我的作为还有很多，比如我想取得更好的成绩，但他没有给我，而是给了我一种心态，让我不要太注重成绩，还帮我交了很多朋友来安慰我。小时候我看到周围的朋友在十岁的时候就已经读完了整本圣经，其中有两个朋友还听过上帝对他们讲话。我突然觉得我可能为上帝做的太少了， 或者上帝不喜欢我，他不想回应我，这让我的心情很沉重。但有一天，我妈妈突然说起了这件事情，她说我的朋友的这种遭遇很好，这是一件非常特别的事情，但是我周围的很多朋友都没有听说过，我的心情就好了很多。那天晚上我非常感谢上帝安慰了我，因为我没有跟任何人说过这种压力，但上帝却让我妈妈在不知不觉中安慰了我。这种事情以前也发生过很多，经过这件事情我更加相信耶稣的存在。在此之前我总觉得自己没有完全理解上帝，甚至没有听过上帝对我说话，所以我觉得还不应该受洗。而且我在北京的时候，像我这么大的人受洗的并不多，但来到这里以后，看到教堂里的氛围不一样了，没有很多人不受洗，基本上都受洗。几个月前我看到朋友受洗了，我也想受洗，于是也问了朋友，他鼓励我并说了和韩牧师一样的话，受洗不需要等到完全认识神，只要有信心就可以了。所以我下定决心后就告诉了我的妈妈，并找到韩牧师帮我做决志祷告。在此之前我一直在读圣经，但是每次都没有坚持下来。做了决志以后，我坚信主耶稣说的，信而受洗的必得救，不信的必被定罪。于是我决定重新开始读圣经，虽然有时候很忙没有时间读，但第二天我还是会继续阅读。在读圣经的事情上我从来没有坚持过这么长时间，但决志以后我知道我可以毫无顾虑地向我的朋友传福音，介绍神，更好地侍奉神，让我与神的关系更亲近。决志后的夜晚也打开了我的心，让我感到了真正心灵上的放松。因为在前一天的晚上我还会因为一些事情的困扰而睡不好，但在那天晚上我睡得很快，心里也十分喜乐，并且感到神一直与我同在，守护着我。现在的我非常激动，感谢神引领我的想法，让我可以下定决心，选择了这个受洗这个正确的决定。我也希望神可以引领我后面的路。谢谢大家。
Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
I do.
Do you accept confess you are sinner?
I do.
Do you accept that Jesus Christ is your personal savior?
I do.
Since you accept Jesus is your personal savior, I am now baptizing you in name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
原来活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。现在活着的，
Good morning, my name is Sophia. Today I will be sharing my testimony and talking about my journey with God. I was born into an atheist household to a typical Chinese family. Growing up, I had a very normal childhood. I had a loving family, a roof above my head. I went to school and had playdates with friends. I was spoiled and loved, but I didn't know the love of God. I never thought much about religion as a kid. And if someone told me they believed in God, I would have simply been like, oh, cool.That's how the first 11 years of my life went by. However, one day in mid-2019, my mom decided to send me to a kids program at another church. That was when I was first introduced to the concept of Christianity and where my journey with God began. However, looking back, at that time, I didn't have a clue about what it meant to be Christian or who Jesus was. For the next 3 years, we stayed at that church. Due to COVID, everything got moved online. I joined a small group with my family, continued the kids program, and occasionally tuned in to their Sunday worship service. However, I never actually cared about church, and my life didn't change at all from the way I was living before. I only went to church because my parents said so. I never read the Bible, prayed, or whatsoever changed anything about my life. I never actually properly listened to the weekly sessions of the kids program. On the few occasions when I would go to the church, me and my friend would walk around the halls or goof around like during the sermons. I didn't know many people at that church, and I had no one to talk to about my spirituality or to influence me in a direction towards God. Looking back on it now, I feel that although I was surrounded by Christianity for those 3 years, I never took away anything or truly understood what I was doing there. For me personally, I feel that I couldn't connect to the community at that church, and I never really learned anything. Near the end of 2022, we were searching for a new church. When we came to this church in December last year, that's when my journey with God, with Christ, actually began. When we first came, I was still like emotionally healing from a personal matter, and I was hurt and dismayed that a lot of my life had been taken away. However, I've come to realize that it truly has been one of the biggest blessings in my life that I've been led to come here. I've made new friends and got to know people who have been so kind and welcoming and are some of the most genuine and uplifting people I've ever met. Their faith in God and understanding in Christianity has truly helped me grow a lot stronger and confident in my own faith. I started to actually enjoy coming to church, and I found the lessons really interesting and eye-opening. I was actually understanding what was being said, and I started to get what church was about. One day, I was scrolling on TikTok when a Christian video popped up on my like recommended page. I never watched many videos about God online, but I felt compelled to watch this one. I don't remember what exactly the video was about, but I remember thinking, wow. And then from then on, I've come across like many more similar videos, and I feel that it's helped me so much in my understanding of Christianity and has made my faith a lot stronger. I remember once there was a video of a girl talking about Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33, which is the story of how Jesus walked on water and saved Peter from drowning. She explained how when Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he began to drown, but right away, Jesus reached out his hand to save him. She's crying and talking about how she had been feeling like Peter, drowning under the waves, but she said to keep your eye on Jesus and not to be afraid, because he's always there to save you from the waves, even when your faith is weak. It was so raw and real that I started crying. I've had so many moments where I felt so trapped and hopeless, doubting where God was, but he was always there to save me from drowning. Gradually, my relationship with God grew significantly, and I felt a peace I didn't know before. I was surprised when I started reading the Bible, and I started to consistently pray before bed in the morning and also before eating. I knew that I wasn't the same person that I was 6 months ago, which is why I decided I wanted to get baptized. I realized how much I could depend on God when I feel that I'm fighting all of my battles alone and that no one around me will understand. I felt myself willing to be a better person. Since then, I've been more aware of what I watch, listen to, say, and think. I really feel happier inside and at much more peace compared to the chaos, inner conflict, and confusion of the last 2 years. It feels that I've been running nonstop, but now I can finally breathe. My story doesn't have a near-death experience or a dumbfounding moment, but for me, it's about the little blessings and slow journey that God puts you through. Many of these little things can go unnoticed or can be easily looked over, but it adds up to be no less important than one huge moment. There wasn't necessarily a single moment I can pinpoint where I suddenly felt a change, but I know that the past 6 months have been so cathartic and life-changing for me. I know that I've come a long way. Looking back today, I know that the struggles I've gone through have come with so many blessings, whether it's bringing me closer with the people most important to me or removing me from the people who have had a bad influence in my life. I hope that through my testimony, you can be assured that you don't need to go through something crazy to become a Christian. Everyone will go through something different. It could just be a slow, progressive journey like mine. There may be many times where you feel that nothing is happening. My walk with God still has so many ups and downs, and there are tons of times when my faith feels so weak. In those times, I remind myself that you just need to open your eyes and notice the little blessings in life. Sometimes it's a reminder to slow down because it's about the whole journey, the challenges, the victories, and the lessons you learn along the way. Thank you.
Aaron, do you believe Jesus Christ is Son of God?
I do.
Do you confess you are a sinner?
I do.
Do you accept that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior?
I do.
Since you accept Jesus Christ your personal Savior, I am now baptizing you in name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Everyone, my name is Karen, and I'm currently going to grade 9. I was born into a Christian family and attended East Toronto Chinese Baptist Church in North York for a brief portion of my life before moving to Richmond Hill. Since then, we've settled into this church, RHMAC. As a child, I've always had a pretty strong faith and a close relationship with God. I trusted Him, relied on Him, and would always pray whenever I felt unsure of something. I never really doubted Him either, and I felt He was always by my side. I was happy in church, and honestly, everything was pretty good. However, I began to lose that confidence at around grade 6 and 7, when all the chaos from COVID was beginning to settle down. I remember having a constant feeling of loneliness and isolation from others. I felt distant from God and felt that I wasn't good enough or appreciated by anyone. I would always think that if one day I were to disappear, then no one would really notice or care. There would be late nights when I would just stay up crying about things that happened at school and just asking God where He was and why He wouldn't reveal Himself to me. Around wintertime, an old family friend reached out to me and my sister and invited us to a youth program. The pastor there recommended that the first step I take was to study the Bible every day and find friends who could hold me accountable. So I did. A few months later, I came to this church again after a long break. During the lessons in children's time, I clearly remember Pastor Han showing us a video of a newborn baby giraffe who kept on trying to stand despite falling so many times and eventually succeeding. She ended with a message that it's normal for you to stumble and feel exhausted many times in your relationship with God, but you have to keep trying. Just like the baby giraffe, you can't give up. Her message really hit me hard, and I almost began to cry. It was like God was sending me a note telling me not to give up just yet. This really drove me to keep coming back to church and studying the Bible. With newfound motivation, I continued to put my best efforts into finding God again. There were bad days and good days, but I knew I couldn't give up. Finally, one night, around almost 2 months ago, I was studying Isaiah 40, and knew right then that I was going to follow God for the rest of my life. As I read through the passage, I was just so touched and felt that God really spoke to me. The realization of how great God is and how powerful His love is just hit me so hard. At that moment, I was just in shock, and I felt like everything was clear now. Even though I've read similar passages and heard similar words so many times before from others, I felt like this time it was really God speaking to me. That was when I knew that no matter what, I was going to follow him. I remember crying and praying and just thinking, wow, how could I not have known this before? My life on earth is so small compared to God's power. His love and greatness is beyond anything you can compare to. Isaiah 40 verse 12 says that God marked off the heavens with just the breadth of his hand. He held the dust of the earth in a basket, weighed the mountains on scales and the hills on a balance. I've realized that even though it seems like I'm so small and insignificant, God still chose me and loves me more than I can even begin to imagine. God has given me so many miracles in my life that I didn't even recognize, and it's just so eye-opening to realize how much he has helped me through the people around me. I hope that when you too are going through hard times, you can still find the strength to keep going and trust that God is with you and helping you through it all, shaping you and transforming you. I'd like to end my testimony with this verse, Isaiah 46 verse 4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Thank you.
Aaron, do you believe Jesus Christ is Son of God? Aaron,
I'm proud to say that even though I did not see the video, I still remember it very vividly, and I proclaimed that Jesus is my Savior, Jesus is the one of God, and that I was baptized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Before I found Jesus Christ and became a Christian, my life was deeply influenced by strange forces. From the tender age of 3, I would respond to anything supernatural, whispers, or anything fearful as if they had some mysterious power over me. As I grew older and entered high school, I felt isolated and overwhelmed by bitterness. I struggled with my identity and had difficulty relating to others and even myself. The burden of horrible events piled up, driving me to dark ways of risky behaviors and more. Amidst the turmoil, I found myself in the hospital 3 times, grappling with traumatic experiences. During those difficult times, I attempted to pray with a Christian work by Shakespeare and another prayer book by Petrarch, even though I wasn't yet a Christian and didn't fully grasp the meaning of my prayers. Despite my confusion, I desperately sought solace through prayer, yearning to overcome the challenges that life threw my way, and that threw my life away too. Then, unexpectedly, a moment of divine revelation occurred. I saw an image of Jesus Christ on a window, even though I hadn't fully embraced Christianity. It was a profound encounter that stirred something within me. However, alongside the presence of life, light, a dark and powerful force manifested, claiming ownership over me. I found myself engaged in a spiritual battle, torn between unremitting dangers and safety. But it was during these trying times that Jesus extended his saving grace towards me. I felt a profound connection to him in my heart, and I knew that he had come to rescue me from the clutches of darkness. With newfound determination, I shared my experiences with my Father and decided to seek refuge in our church. There, I encountered teachings that were entirely new to me, which opened my heart and mind to greater understanding. Within the loving embrace of our church, I discovered a sense of acceptance and belonging that I had never experienced before. The grace of God surrounded me, offering comfort and relief to the torment I had endured. In his presence, I felt an overwhelming sense of peace, love, acceptance, and protection. I understood that I was a sinner and sought forgiveness with a repentant heart. Under the guidance of Reverend Han, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, solidifying my commitment to walk the path of faith. As I continued my journey, I noticed a significant change within me. In conversations with others, I found my mind clearer, and my ability to articulate my thoughts greatly improved. It was as if God had healed me and granted me the gift of a renewed mind, liberated from the turmoil of the past. His divine touch reached every aspect of my being, and I cannot help but praise the Lord every single day for the profound transformation in my life. With the gratitude in my heart, I continue to seek his guidance and walk in the light of his love. Thank you. Amen.